Now, the Protection of Personal Information Act of 2013 will come into effect on the 1st of July, and that's tomorrow. So companies will have 1 year until the 1st of July 2021 to comply with this particular act. Once the law comes into effect, companies will have strict rules to follow about what they can do with your information. Now, you know, very often you are asked, you know, I'm busy now with transactions also. So you're asked for 3 months bank statements to prove that your salary has gone into your bank account. You're also asked for a copy of your ID and various other very personal information. And I mean, we deal, for instance, with people's telephone numbers, you know, ministers' telephone numbers, spokespeople's telephone numbers, and all of that. And that goes down on paper. And there is that protection of certain personal information that is absolutely necessary. So on 1 July 2021, you will receive fewer spam voice messages on your phone, known as robocalls, and fewer spam SMSs coming to your phone. I cannot be more happier than that. Fines can run up to a maximum of 10 million rand, and companies need to ask your permission to send you marketing material. If you've given that permission, they can contact you until you ask them to stop. And to help us understand the POPI Act and some of the issues around it and discuss ways in which companies will be able to meet its obligations speedily, we're now joined by cybersecurity executive at Law Trust, Brandon Nyker. Brandon, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. Thank you.
Brandon, I think let's start off. You know what? We've heard about this POPI Act for quite some time now. As I said, that the Act was sort of started out in 2013. So let's start off as to exactly what the POPI Act is and what that Act entails.
Yes. So just at a high level, remember the POPI Act was mandated to secure and to protect privacy. So there's various principles that the POPI Act requires from organization. So the first one is around accountability. That's just to make organizations accountable to the person and the regulator. Processing limitation. This is to only require the organization to process what they need for what purpose they require the personal information. Purpose specification. Must clearly inform the data subject why you are processing their personal information. And then further processing limitation, information quality, the information on your personal information must be accurate. Openness, data subject participation, which is, as you mentioned, the right to access to personal information, the right to correction and right to deletion. And then lastly, what we will be discussing is security safeguards, which is the generally acceptable information security safeguards that organizations need to put in place to protect your personal information that they have.
This always bothers me, Brandon. We're chatting to Brandon Nyker, who is the cybersecurity executive at Law Trust. It always bothers me because people ask you for certain information, and they say, like for instance, if I supply people 3 months bank statements, I will specifically write on the bank statement itself and say, for this specific transaction only, and I'll sign it and date it, making from my side probably making sure that that information is only used for that specific transaction. Will people be allowed to store my personal information? Is that a possibility?
Yes. So remember that, as I said, that you know organizations will be required to collect your personal information, but they need to get your consent. So they will be storing it and using it based on what they required from a business perspective. But the POPI principles require that, you know, you need to put security safeguards in place to protect this information.
It always bothers me because where does the responsibility lie if that particular information is, if that security safeguard is actually breached and that information becomes available?
Yes, so the responsibility lies with the organization to protect this information. So first of all, you know, organizations need to first understand what personal information they have. So it's quite important that they, you know, do a quick analysis around what personal information means to their organization, because it can be different from different organizations. So some organizations, a username and a password will not be considered personal information, but then with the combination of your ID number together with your full name, surname, and your address, that could be personal information. So it depends on what information the organization is collecting. They need to understand, you know, what security requirements would be in place, and put together a strategy around, you know, protecting your personal information. This is quite important because, you know, large organizations have multiple systems, multiple applications, and even, when it comes to multiple divisions using your personal information. So the first step is just understanding around what personal information they are using or where they are using this personal information, and then just doing a good threat assessment or various different cybersecurity assessments to understand the risks to your personal information. And then, you know what, organizations need to look at it and say, from taking a risk-based approach, what security safeguards we need to put in place in order to mitigate any threats to your personal information.
Mm. The Protection of Personal Information Act of 2013 comes into effect tomorrow, and companies have been given until 1 July 2021 to sort of comply with the Act and to put certain changes in place. What changes would a company need to make? Because I know that a number of companies are very heightened in terms of cybersecurity and they are on the alert for that, but what additional changes need to be made?
Look, as I mentioned, that, you know, from a cyber perspective, companies need to first understand, you know, where they're using your personal information, because a lot of data, organizations have a lot of data. The Act mandates that you need to first understand what is personal information and then look at it from that perspective and say, you know what, we are using this type of personal information. Let us have a look at our cybersecurity programs and see whether, you know, it meets the requirements to protect this information. So requirements could be, from encrypting data to, monitoring who has access to data, because as the Act requires process limitation and purpose specification, so they must be able to clearly articulate and inform the data subject of why they are processing their personal information and who has access to it. Thus, they need to then monitor, you know, within the organization what their employees are doing with this personal information and how they are using it. So this is a large component of it, is around, you know, monitoring what is being done with this personal information, and what are the limitations and protections measures they're putting in place to protect this data.
Chatting to cybersecurity executive at Law Trust, Brendan Nucker, about the POPI Act that comes into effect tomorrow. Where does a company even start to sort of implement the necessary changes that they would need to comply with?
Yeah, look, I think, organizations need to start and say, these are the type of information that they are using. Doing a risk assessment around, you know, what are some of the threats they are seeing out there that could exploit this information that they have. And then looking at it and saying, you know what, let's start now implementing controls, rather than, you know, the years went by where, you know, organizations were talking about the POPI Act. Now's the time to actually start implementing controls to protect this information, rather than, you know, just designing policies and processes. Look at the information and say, you know what, we have various different divisions that process this information. Now let's start putting these controls, such as monitoring controls, access controls, encryption controls, and also your third parties as well who are accessing this information. As you heard recently, there was a number of different breaches, where third parties were accessing sensitive or personal information, the organizations need to give third party access, but it's on their responsibility to make sure these third parties are also protecting your information. And lastly, you know, it's, threats will be there and breaches will happen. So organizations need to be prepared for when this happens. So your incident preparedness is quite important. And just understanding what you would do should a breach happen, because the act does not state you have to be 100% compliant and that no breaches would occur. This cannot, this would never happen.
Thanks very much, Brendan Nyker, chatting to us, cybersecurity executive at Law Trust, and chatting to us about the practicality of the POPI Act.